Cozy corners provide a calming daily retreat. Truly captivating vistas that make your everyday extraordinary. If you're looking to buy, sell, or let your home, start your property journey at fineandcountry.com. Fine and Country. Dare to be iconic.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, the Prime Minister's appealed for calm after global markets tumbled in response to Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs. US stocks dropped sharply as markets opened this afternoon following big falls in London, Europe and Asia. Sir Keir Starmer's told workers at Jaguar Land Rover the UK must rise together in a new era of global instability, a sentiment echoed by Chancellor Rachel Reeves.
The approach that we are taking is cool-headed. It is pragmatic and it is guided by the national interest.
President Trump has threatened more tariffs on China if it doesn't drop retaliatory measures. Conservative leader Kemi Badenoch told us how she would respond to Donald Trump's tariffs.
The Trans-Pacific Partnership, which I negotiated 2 years ago, has countries like Japan, Mexico, Canada and Australia in there. Those are all countries that are facing the brunt of President Trump's tariffs. So Keir Starmer should be convening with them to see what we can lower within ourselves to make life easier.
Prosecutors say there's no evidence to charge a police officer over the deaths of two teenagers in Cardiff. The boys were being followed by a police van in May 2023 before they were involved in an e-bike collision. Firefighters in Northern Ireland are prepared for further wildfires, having tackled almost 150 in the last 3 days. Commanders say the majority were started deliberately. The King and Queen have arrived in Italy for a four-day state visit. They landed in the outskirts of Rome after being escorted over the capital by F-35 Italian fighter jets. And a Paddington Bear statue that was partly ripped off its bench and stolen in Berkshire is due to return home. Two RAF engineers admitted breaking the figure in half before stealing it in Newbury during a night out last month. The repaired and repainted bear will be unveiled in a special ceremony on Wednesday. In the city, the FTSE 100 closed down 352 points at 77.02. It's lost 4.38% of its value today. The pound buys $1.28 and €1.17. And the weather, dry tonight with mostly clear skies, chilly with a low of 1. Dry tomorrow with cloud in the south and east, but bright elsewhere, and a high of 18. From Global's newsroom, for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Well, that's marmalade sandwiches for tea tonight then, and the music to go alongside as we raise a cuppa from Saint-Saëns, the most calming moment from Carnival of the Animals.
Margarita Taylor
on Classic FM.
Thank you. Classic FM.
The first movement of the African Suite from Samuel Coleridge Taylor, played by Chineke Orchestra, directed by Kevin John Oduse. And before, with Sanson's Carnival of the Animals and the Swan, we heard Catherine Thomas on harp, Sheku Kanu Mason and the CBSO cellos. 6:10, time now for a moment from my classical star in the spotlight this week, the fabulous Patrick Doyle, who celebrated his birthday yesterday, so celebrating his incredible 50-year career all this week on Classic FM. He scored over 60 films, some huge blockbusters and some big children's favourites as well, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, the Pixar animation Brave, and this particular one for Walt Disney Pictures. He plays a moment from Cinderella. Patrick Doyle, this week's classical star in the spotlight on Classic FM. Waltz of Love from Patrick Doyle's score to Cinderella, with Patrick performing the work here for you on Classic FM. And if you love a movie favourite or two, remember we have a brand new sister station, Classic FM Movies, which you can find out more about on Global Player, our official app, or at classicfm.com. Now for the journey home, the organ of Norwich Cathedral comes into play for Vidor's Organ Symphony No. 5. Ashley Grote with the fifth movement on Classic FM of Vidor's Organ Symphony No. 5. And a lovely message on WhatsApp from Lynn to say, Margarita, I was at Bridgewater Hall last Saturday to hear Sanson's Organ Symphony, which was excellent. And they play this particular piece by Vidor as an encore. It was superb. Just loved it, says Lynn in Warrington. Thanks for getting in touch. You're always welcome to message on WhatsApp or on text on 61812 or email at classicfm.com as we make our way into a glorious spring of wonderful music.
Sunshine Music, all spring.
This is Classic FM.
Love's Dream After the Ball from Cebulka, a composer and conductor known for his spectacular Vienna concerts. The music played for us by the London Symphony Orchestra with Richard Bonning conducting. And just before, Vivaldi, the violin concerto in E, the third movement played by Adrian Chandler and La Serenissima. Now, Tim's got the details on the traffic and travel. 6:30, the update on the way for you next. And then a rather sweet moment from Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker.
Classic FM.
Easter's on its way, so why not hop into Aldi where you'll find everything you need, including a delicious and tender whole leg of lamb on sale April 14th, our exquisite specially selected hot cross buns, hand-finished, packed with dried fruit and Good Housekeeping Institute taste-approved 2025 no less, so you'll be hot and cross if you miss them, and milk chocolate bunnies. Ah, yes, bet you're all ears now. Aldi, which cheapest supermarket 2024?
Classic FM travel.
In West Sussex, the A23 northbound is blocked because a lorry's broken down and there's been a fuel spillage between Pycombe and the Albourne Junction. Long delays there. There are severe delays in Cambridgeshire on the A14 westbound because of an accident between Junction 18, Spaldwick, and Junction 16, Catworth. In Suffolk, there are long delays on the A14 westbound because a car's broken down between Junction 52, Claydon, and Junction 51, Fort Needham Market. And it's heavy in Cheshire on the M6 northbound after a car broke down earlier between Junction 20, the M56, and Junction 21 at Wolston. Just one note on the trains, Great Western Railway and cross-country services aren't moving between Didcot Parkway and Oxford because of an investigation.
Classic FM.
Classic FM. Thank you.
The Scherzo from Mendelssohn's A Midsummer Night's Dream, the Budapest Festival Orchestra conducted by Ivan Fischer, and before Vasily Petrenko conducting the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, an official partner of Classic FM, for Tchaikovsky's The Nutcracker and the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. Hi to Anne, getting in touch about the music that I played earlier, the Vidor Organ Symphony, or the Vidor Organ Symphony Number 5. It's just saying, loved playing that. Tried to play it at my local church organ when I was a teenager, Margarita, and I found the pedal part very difficult because my short stature, my legs just wouldn't reach, and I would often find myself falling off the organ bench. But however, it was glorious to hear that piece played for me and my husband as we walked out of the church after our wedding. Very much loved that piece of music. Anne, thanks for getting in touch. And hi to Alan as well, also messaging to say I adore that piece of music and have played it, or three of those organ symphonies, over the last few days across different parts of Norfolk and different venues. So, Alan, thank you very much for getting in touch. Glorious piece of music. We play all your favourites here on Classic FM. And Karl Orff's Carmina Burana, one of those, it's on the way for you next.
Classic FM.
In just a few weeks, we'll be lighting up the Royal Albert Hall for Classic FM Live.
Celebrating the greatest film music, and we'd love you to be there.
Every day this week, you could win tickets to our blockbuster concert on the 24th of April, along with £800 for travel and accommodation to make it extra special.
It's thanks to Viking, experiences created for curious travellers.
To win, listen to Alexander Armstrong every morning this week from 10.
Classic FM.
It was an Easter tradition that started when we were kids. Mum and Dad hiding eggs in our garden. And when me and my brother had children of our own, it continued, even when Dad was no longer with us. This year will be no different. Mum watching her grandchildren hunt for eggs in the same garden. Because thanks to Home Instead, she's still in the family home, creating new memories. Find out more at homeinstead.co.uk. Award-winning home care you can trust.
You are not an egg. You should not be put in a box. But when it comes to retirement advice, that's how some people get treated. Put in a one-size-fits-all box. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We work with you to create a personalised retirement plan. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Do you ever feel like getting back under your duvet in the middle of the day? Ferroglobin is a great-tasting liquid formula with iron, which contributes to the reduction of tiredness and fatigue and normal formation of haemoglobin. Ferroglobin from Vitabiotics at Boots, pharmacies, and Vitabiotics.com.
This Friday, The Amateur arrives in IMAX.
I'm going to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
Academy Award winner Rami Malek.
I want mission-specific training and a new identity.
Academy Award nominee Lawrence Fishburne.
This ends here.
No, I want them all.
The Amateur in cinemas Friday.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
This Friday, The Amateur arrives in IMAX.
I'm going to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
Academy Award winner Rami Malek.
I want mission-specific training and a new identity.
And Academy Award nominee Lawrence Fishburne.
This ends here.
No, I want them all.
The Amateur in cinemas Friday.
Thanks to their unique boutique spirit, there really is nothing quite like a Saga River Cruise. There are the elegantly designed Spirit ships, the all-inclusive dining, and of course, Saga's carefully selected excursions. You know, they'll even drive you to and from the airport with their nationwide chauffeur service.
How long now, Charles?
Oh, half an hour.
Marvellous. Search Saga River Cruises. Experience is everything. 2026 season on sale now. Chauffeur service available on UK mainland. Full terms apply over 50s only.
Tomorrow morning you could wake up like this.
Budget, tariffs, taxes, doom and gloom.
Or you could wake up like this. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker. Great music when you need it most.
Yes, music that can make any morning feel so much brighter.
Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
From Clark and Purcell, the trumpet tune, the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble performing. And before we had O Fortuna from Karlov's Carmina Burana with the Tonhal Orchestra Zurich on Classic FM, conducted by Paavo Järvi. Sol Gobetta and the Basel Chamber Orchestra with the third movement of Leopold Hoffmann's Cello Concerto in D. Wishing you a lovely evening. Now, Zeb Soane's on the way in just a moment to see you into it. Picked out some glorious music for tonight. The Grieg Piano Concerto on the way. And from Nina Rota, the love theme to Romeo and Juliet. All to come to start the most relaxing evening of music. On the way after the news headlines at 7 tonight, Tim Humphrey has those for you next here on Classic FM. Have a lovely night.
Classic FM.
The following message is brought to you by Airbnb.
Italy or Spain? That's a big decision I've got to make before our long-awaited family holiday in the summer. Of course, the weather should be gorgeous in both, but top of my list is lots of water activities to keep the children happy so I can simply relax and read a book. And while I'm away, I'm thinking about hosting my own home on Airbnb. In the past, when I've been busy travelling for work, I didn't always have the extra help to make hosting work. But now, with the new co-host network, it's easier than ever to get started. From managing reservations and handling the day-to-day tasks to welcoming guests, a co-host on Airbnb can do it all for you, which means I can fully relax and focus on turning the pages of my gripping beach read. Knowing your home and your guests are being looked after while you're away is a huge plus. Find a co-host at airbnb.co.uk/host.
We don't have enough staff to clean a whole office block, I'm afraid.
Meg's new cleaning firm has been turning down some big jobs. To ensure it doesn't happen again, she needs to get her hiring done and dusted.
But I'm hoping we can be of service very soon.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Sponsor a job on Indeed to unlock more tools that save you time and help you hire quality candidates. To start hiring, visit Indeed.com/try today.
Mum has always loved pottering in the garden and her daily walks with the dog. But when life became more challenging, I couldn't always be there. That's when we turned to Country Cousins. Within 24 hours, they introduced us to Mum's wonderful live-in carer. Now, Mum's safe and happy, and we've all felt looked after, including the dog.
For over 60 years, Country Cousins has been matching families with exceptional live-in carers. Search Country Cousins online for 50% off Country Cousins lifetime membership.
Fine & Country values the unique, the distinctive, the iconic. The features that make your home a true reflection of you. Grand, inviting spaces that inspire spontaneous get-togethers. Quiet, cozy corners that provide a calming daily retreat. Truly captivating vistas that make your everyday extraordinary. If you're looking to buy, sell, or let your home, start your property journey at fineandcountry.com. Fine & Country. Dare to be iconic.
This spring, transform your home in a flash with Hillary's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, in our flash event, get an extra 10% off everything until the 17th of April. Including an extra 10% off all blinds, curtains, shutters and awnings in our sale. And with Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
This is the call of the chiff-chaff. This is the call of the willow warbler. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious. Like choosing Interactive Investor for your ISA and personal pension. With 30 years' experience, over 430,000 customers, and a rating of excellent on Trustpilot, the choice is obvious. Search Interactive Investor. Investment values can go down as well as up. You could get back less than you invest.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock. Stocks have fallen and risen sharply again on Wall Street as markets assess the impact of Donald Trump's trade tariffs. Here, the FTSE 100 lost 4.38% of its value. There have been rumours that President Trump was considering a 90-day pause, something dismissed by the White House as fake news. He has today threatened China with additional tariffs of 50% if it fails to withdraw its 34% retaliatory measure. Stephen Fine, the chief executive of investment bank Peel Hunt, thinks a U-turn at the White House is unlikely.
I cannot see you're going to roll back on tariffs. This could possibly be a giant game of chicken. Who blinks first and who will come to the table and try and do a deal? That's always a possibility.
A plastic surgeon who stabbed his former boss has been found guilty of attempted murder. Peter Brooks cycled to the home of Graham Perks in Nottinghamshire in 2021, armed with a crowbar, petrol, matches and a knife. 100 firefighters have been working to put out a fire in the Galloway Forest Park that started last Thursday. Six campers had to be taken to safety by a helicopter at the weekend, but we're told the fire is now under control. Ian McGeegan is the area fire chief.
This would be quite a significant fire on scale there. And from the information we've received from our partners, it's estimated that the incident is roughly about 5,000 hectares.
A 105-year-old man has died after his